It's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Breakfix is back, says Kaseya's Datto. AD servers are spewing DDoS attacks. And could New York pass the first right to repair law? This is the Business of Tech. Kaseya's Datto Global State of the MSP report has been released, and the report lists that 35% of revenues generated by those surveyed were by break, fix, and project-based services, up from 24% a year earlier. Datto flagged the increase in break, fix revenue as the report's, quote, most surprising finding. Breakfix is back. It has reemerged as co-managed services, which enables MSPs to get a foot in the door with larger business by focusing on a specific IT challenge, Datto stated. Cloud-based infrastructure design and management was the top product or service offered at 83%, followed by office productivity software, 83%, BCDR, 79%, networking, 79%, and technical support help desk at 77%. The report has several other unsurprising details, including worries about competition and security. Why do we care? Well, it may be surprising to Datto. It's not surprising to listeners of this show, where the data has continually shown that a provider's value is above traditional infrastructure services. From my statements to the interviews with providers, consulting is the headline. Calling it break fix is slightly misleading, implying simply fixing broken issues. Transactional services, where you trade expertise for cash, are not bad. It's merely a different way to manage cash. It's also not an either-or situation. The key to operations is balancing the models. Let's note that trading time for money doesn't exclusively mean billing after the fact. Want increased cash flow? That's called a retainer. Ars Technica covers a recently published research set from Black Lotus Labs, the research arm of networking and application technology company Lumen, which identified more than 12,000 servers, all running Microsoft domain controllers hosting the company's Active Directory services, that were regularly used to magnify the size of distributed denial of service attacks. Since at least 2017, the attacks leveraging connectionless lightweight directory access protocol magnified data torrents by a factor of 56 to 70, making it among the most powerful reflectors available. Many of the examples listed in the article sound like small businesses, a regional retail business, a religious organization. In fact, the research calls out small organizations specifically. Why do we care? There's a solid case in 2022 that small businesses should not be running Active Directory on-premise. I'll note that Microsoft stopped selling Small Business Server at the end of 2013, and the end of life was January 2020, you know, over 2 years ago. Where is the line? Well, I see it in the rearview mirror. This isn't exactly a slight problem, when you note that the research simply identified that many servers are being used regularly. Besides an obvious opportunity to sell upgrades, one must ponder if there should be a security obligation to get a connection to the internet. It's part of the premise of zero trust to require verifications before accessing systems. Not being on a network with an AD server spewing garbage seems like a good criterion. New York could become the first state to have a right to repair law. It's passed the state Senate and the Assembly. It's sitting, waiting on the governor's desk since June. Governor Hochul is reviewing the legislation, the governor's office told Motherboard on Monday. Why do we care? Will politics hold this one up? It's right before the midterms. There's a possibility of a change in leadership. One hopes that the incentives to do something broadly popular would be there. This November, Miami will be the safest place on the internet. MSPs are returning to Miami Beach for the Acronis CyberFit Summit. Not only will you hear former FBI Director Louis Freeh, you'll also witness the latest advancements in cyber protection, DLP, EDR, advanced management, and so much more. There's even a track dedicated to MSP marketing and business growth. The entire event will be capped off with an inspirational message from Irvin Magic Johnson, live and in person. You don't want to miss it. And I'll also be there too, covering the event, and I look forward to talking to you. Get all the details and register now at acronis.events. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Today is the Day of the Dead, as well as All Souls Day. It's also National Deviled Egg Day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.